Hi, this is co-curator Thomas Heron speaking. Very few books exist today that are known to have been owned by Irishmen in the period. This fascinating book, an early 16th century Venetian edition of works by the famous 14th century Italian poet Francesco Petrarca, is one of them. As we can see from the inscriptions on the title page, it was owned by one of the most important political figures of his time, the old English nobleman James Fitzgerald Fitzgerald, the 16th Earl of Desmond. Fitzgerald had a miserable and unfortunate life. He was the son and heir of the 15th rebel Earl of Desmond, who died fighting the crown in 1583, and who lost his lands to the Munster plantation as a result. The government eagerly suppressed the Desmond lordship so that their territory could be more easily appropriated, colonized, and reformed. James, the 16th Earl, despite being a thoroughly anglicized Protestant, was therefore kept locked up and powerless in the Tower of London for most of his short life, and was known as the Tower Earl. Because he was briefly propped up by the crown as a puppet in Munster in 1600, in the depths of the 9 Years' War, he also became known as the Queen's Earl. James Fitzgerald had refined tastes and plenty of time to read in the Tower. The book's ownership demonstrates how members of the Irish nobility, whether in England or Ireland, took a keen interest in European Renaissance culture. The book also demonstrates what is, apparently, an early example of Stockholm Syndrome. Fitzgerald warmly inscribes the book to Beaupre Bell, his jailkeeper in the Tower. Fitzgerald's inscription includes an intriguing motto that is cut off slightly at the edge. It reads, apparently, not as I would, but as I may. A sad statement indeed, given his highly limited circumstances.